Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready? Because the players are
Dave Moore getting you Taylor Swift ready on Today FM.
And that's all anybody wants to talk about, and rightly so. The gig's going to be absolutely brilliant. But getting you Taylor Swift ready is what it's all about. And giving away the tickets is always fun. We pick a key word and get people to text it in. Today it was the turn of a lady called Katie Halligan. But Emer is the lady who mans the phones here on my show on Today FM. And sometimes people don't believe you are who you say you are.
It's very hard. So first and foremost, can I just say, just to give people an idea, the minute even the smallest hint of a Taylor Swift music bed or I don't know if you coughed and it sounded vaguely like the word Taylor, the texts are flying in. Like, we are getting thousands upon thousands upon thousands. So I'm picking completely at random.
Yeah.
Picked Katie's phone number, dialed it up and said, hello, it's Emer here from Today FM. It does happen on occasion. We go, no, it's not. I'm like,
no, like, it is.
It's a pretty weird lie.
Because usually you're ringing because they have sent in a comment on something we're talking about.
Yeah.
Or so it wouldn't be like, okay, like it's great to get a phone call from Emer, from Dave Moore on Today FM. But at the same time, it's not massively unbelievable.
No.
Whereas when it comes to Taylor Swift tickets, it starts to be unbelievable.
So this all went on. It was, it's Emer from Today FM. No, it's not. Yes, it is. Why would I be lying? Like, who would be thinking of me?
What a weird flex.
Yeah, she's like, no, we don't understand. I like, are you sure? And I was like, I can't. And like, she was nearly not going to come on the phone. She was so adamant. She's like, I'm worried that like this is someone like playing a prank. People have done this before. I've heard of this. And it's like, I'm telling you now. And when the way the phone system in here works is that when you're what we call being put through to the desk, which is when I put you on hold effectively, if you're going on air with Dave, it plays the station feed. So I was like, all I can do, bar getting Dave physically now to come on the phone, which he couldn't because he was talking to someone, is hang on and listen into the interview. So thankfully, she very reluctantly said, okay, fine, hang on.
It turned out one of the reasons for her reluctance was probably the fact that she was supposed to be teaching a class of kids in a school in County Louth. And eventually, when she did believe that she had gotten through to the final for the tickets, she allowed the kids in on it.
I'm actually, okay, you can do a big cheer. Go. Yeah! I'm in work at the minute. I work in a school in Drogheda.
Amazing.
And I'm here in my class, and I never answer the phone, but I seen a Dublin number come up.
It might be Taylor Swift. It is definitely Taylor Swift phone calls coming from Dave Moore on Today FM. So well done to Katie Halligan, who finds herself now in the final to get her hands on tickets.
Do you know what I think is funny about that?
Go on.
So she's standing in a classroom, probably full of a class, like 20 Swifties.
Certainly half of the class will be Swifties.
Probably all want to go to the concert.
Mm.
And she's like, well, if I win the tickets, lads, I'm not bringing any of you. Like, listen.
See ya.
Yeah, listen to the joy in their scream.
I'm actually, okay, you can do a big cheer. Go.
Yeah! They're like, yay, we're going to Taylor Swift.
School teacher.
Teacher, what do you mean
teacher?
You're not bringing me?
Okay, bye one, bye kids.
We'll see if Katie is the winner. She could well be. But listen, what a fascinating chat I had with Claire McColgan, who's got an amazing title, Director of Culture of Liverpool. Like, the whole city. They turned Liverpool into Taylor Town. Imagine if Dublin had done that. This was a class chat. Claire McColgan, good morning.
Good morning.
Liverpool's Director of Culture. My goodness, what an amazing title. You must be so proud.
I am really proud. It's the best job in the world.
Amazing. Right, well, look, so Liverpool obviously is a city known and loved by many Irish people, and we spend a lot of time there. I'm a Manchester United fan, but plenty of my listeners are Liverpool fans, and they tell me all the time how beautiful the place is. No, I've been many times. It is amazing. But you guys do things, you know, you don't do things by halves. So when Eurovision came, you decided to turn the city into just some kind of Eurovision beacon for everybody around the world. And you've done the same for Taylor Swift now.
Yeah, we have. I mean, when we did Eurovision, it was a very different sort of situation. So we were doing it in 6 months. We were doing it on behalf of Ukraine. We had a deadline of 6 months to kind of get it all ready. And what we were really keen on, and exactly the same with Taylor, is that it's fine to have a show in an arena. That's brilliant, you know, great.
Yeah.
But actually, people want much more experience than that. And if you haven't got the money to have a ticket, or you just want to feel something about that artist, or, you know, or Eurovision, then the city really should kind of turn itself inside out and turn it into a giant arena, you know, the biggest arena in the world, really.
That's amazing. Yeah, I love that attitude, because often an artist, you know, as big as Taylor Swift can come to town, and unless you're within the walls of the stadium or the arena, as you said, it seems like a very cut off thing where you just hear reports and maybe see videos. So what kind of stuff did you guys do for Taylor Swift?
Well, the week before the Taylor came on, we've put on a whole Taylor trail. So we've called the whole city is now called Taylor Town for that week. And then there's 11 different installations around different parts of the city, which is kind of a walking tour, and you go and you have your photograph taken by them. And then 11 different artists from a company called Make CIC have created those installations in respect to her art and her albums. And the queues for those installations were huge.
Right.
I mean, at one point they were kind of going halfway up the road to the other one. So it's been hugely successful, and people have absolutely loved it, and they've done that, and then they've had a drink in a bar which was doing Taylor cocktails, and they've had food. So the whole city, not just the city, that, you know, the city council has got behind Taylor, as we do for quite a lot of things. So people are getting used now to coming to Liverpool and just expecting that bit more.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bit of pressure on you guys, but you certainly seem to step up all the time. So when she was there, then, other than, as you said, than the shows itself, people were able to go and wander around Liverpool finding, you know, businesses and installations and events that were just Taylor themed but didn't require you to be going to the concert to enjoy them.
Yeah, exactly. And we took them on a route around the city that showed the beauty of Liverpool as well. So you went from the Blue Coat Gardens, which is the oldest art centre in the UK, and we had the Moss Piano in there, all the way down to the waterfront, and then all the way through kind of the shopping area into it, through the rest of town. So you saw a lot of Liverpool as well. So many people, when they go to concerts, they get off the train, they get on a bus or get into a taxi, they go to an arena, and then they go home to wherever they come from. And we just didn't want that. We wanted people to experience Liverpool, because when we did Eurovision, that was the biggest, absolutely the biggest feeling that we got, that people loved the city. They just got it because you could feel Eurovision everywhere. And then and Eurovision's very Liverpool anyway. So it was just brilliant. And I think that's a key learning for us, is about amplifying some of these great artists to create a much bigger experience for people, because it's just worked here.
Yeah. And doesn't it then in some ways allow you guys as a city to showcase yourselves, show off yourselves to people who, as you said, usually might just wander in, get a bus, get a quick drink, and then go to the gig and then fly home and go, yeah, had a great time in Liverpool, but they didn't really see anything. Whereas now they have a reason to wander through different parts and go on this Taylor Trail or whatever it would be. So you're setting up a blueprint of how people can come and explore Liverpool in the future.
Yeah, and also the people come from all over the world to Taylor. So it's not just people in the Liverpool City region or even, you know, from Ireland that come over. It's very much a worldwide event. So we've had people come over who were from Wisconsin, for example, who just had done the Taylor Trail, never been to the city, never even really thought about coming to the city. You know, would just you know, go into London if they came to the UK.
Yeah.
And they just absolutely fell in love with it. So for us, that, you know, all they need to do is tell kind of 20 people, and we've got a whole kind of coachload of people in Wisconsin. So, and a big part of Liverpool's personality, you know, a bit like Ireland, you know, it's got a very, very, very big heart, Liverpool. And it loves to show itself off. And the people here are so warm. I mean, I was on my phone yesterday and someone stopped me and said, "Are you all right? Do you need to know where to go?" And I was like, "Oh, all right."
of all people, I should be all right. And all right. Did the university run like lectures about Taylor Swift?
They did the more serious side. So they did lectures on Taylor Swift that were absolutely sold out. But they also did this thing called critical karaoke, which I just think is a bit of an odd thing, because karaoke, to criticize karaoke, but basically that's what that means, is you play a song behind you and then you talk about the song over the top of it. So it's a bit odd. I might have got that completely wrong. If anyone else probably knows what critical karaoke is, but they had real fun with it. But it was a very serious thing, talking about her impact, her role in feminism, her role, how she's kind of changed this whole new generation of fans who live on kind of TikTok and social media. It's just huge. I mean, I'm not a Swiftie, so I didn't quite get it. And then you start getting immersed in it, and it's astonishing. And it's so warm. She has got such a warm fan base and warm heart, and they are so lovely to each other, these Swifties. It's just really refreshing.
And now, having done all this and having turned Liverpool into this wonderful Taylor Town, are you now a Swiftie?
Well, I appreciate her absolutely as an artist. I mean, what she's done, she's changed the whole face of music. And for me, that's extraordinary. And she should be celebrated, absolutely. Well, she is celebrated for that by millions of people around the world.
Yeah.
And just the atmosphere that she creates around her. You know, it is kind of like Eurovision. It's that warmth and people talking to each other in queues. And it's just lovely.
Brilliant. Well, I'm worried that Dublin City Council and, you know, the small and medium enterprise organisations will be listening to this going, wait a minute, why didn't we do this for Taylor coming to town? But it sounds like a brilliant idea, Claire. You guys in Liverpool always do the right thing. So thanks a million for taking the time for talking to me. And also congratulations on turning Liverpool into Taylor Town.
Thank you.
All right, Claire, all the best. Bye.
All right, cheers. Bye.
Swifties, are you Taylor Swift ready?
Listen to Dave Moore from 9am for your chance to win. Helping get you Taylor Swift ready only on Today FM.
As a major research institution, Arizona State University offers the most online bachelor's degree programs, along with world-class faculty and dedicated support. Discover why ASU is ranked number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Tap to learn more.